Hello and welcome to the new human, transmissions of a new consciousness, a new earth paradigm, and the frequencies of fifth world. I am your host, Deanne Hampton, coming to you from a very abundant world in the mountains of Asheville, North Carolina. Nature is just doing her thing with extraordinary explosion of green and beauty and wisdom and peace and love from these ancient mountains. There are new vortexes opening up all along the Appalachian Ridgeline. And I do not doubt for a moment that those new vortices are coinciding with the tremendous amount of light and healing and new purpose and love that is being activated and rising up from within this humanity. It's such a new day, and my heart is full, and just knowing that many are feeling that all over the planet, and the army of light grows, our strength grows, our conviction grows in remembering who we are. Oh boy. And getting to gather here together today on such a powerful day. The peak, really, of the Lion's Gate is just very meaningful to me. I had another Sophia Council yesterday, and tomorrow I'm leaving for Montauk Island, and surrounding, encompassing all of that are just people showing up for Vortex with such extraordinary desire to know themselves and to change and create new lives and allow their passion to meet the passion that is marinating our planet right now from the light realms and even the mother herself. There are new flight paths. Humanity has been on a very repetitive wheel for a very long time, recycling the same energy so that it looks like progress is being made. But it's kind of like putting a fancy new facade on a very old building. The structure and the foundation are still the same. This is why, no matter how promising a politician looks, real change is never made, because the whole system is broken. This is why in Western medicine, there are more advanced technologies and brilliant minds than ever before. And yet we live in a world of incurable diseases and even new and greater dis-ease as a species. Much of it significantly affecting our children at a time when The vaccine requirement for children is at an all-time high. It's a rabbit hole for sure. An onion that, as you keep peeling back the layers, bringing in more light and transparency into all these systems that have been in place for this species, the imbalances and evidence of things not working just keep growing. But there is a new energy present now, and the opportunity, if we are ready, to start fresh. The willingness to do life differently, a consciousness pivot. The acceleration of time, which I know you are all feeling. Rapid change, moment to moment. Significant timeline shifts and drop-offs. Dreaming and waking states are merging. The night before the Leo new moon a week or so ago, I had 15 dreams in one night. And when I woke up, it just felt like I was continuing in the same flow and sequence of reality, like, here's another dream, but I'm awake. Or am I? Just crazy freaking shitsu is happening. Not at all scary, but definitely attention getting. I was listening to a song on the way to the Shining Ones Woods a couple of days ago to run. I was called very clearly into the new masculine emerald electric earth energy that morning, early morning, just me and Bodhi and Jyoti in the woods. It was a breathtakingly still morning. The nature pregnant with 0 point, and yet so present, so elevated, so illuminating. And I had had this very otherworldly, like gobsmack experience with a raven about midway through this run that it just stayed with me for quite some time. And when I got back in the car, that same song resumed playing on my Spotify. I can't believe I'm going to say this out loud, but all the verses were reversed. I know, it sounds impossible until you experience it. It made absolutely no sense. I had been singing the song on the trail because it was playing my whole way to the trail. And I thought, well, maybe I am the one that reversed the song while I ran, like I didn't remember it correctly. And this is really how it goes. I didn't know what to make of it. So I sat there listening to the song and thinking, that's just not how the song goes. This is so weird. So I played the song all the way through, verses completely flipped, and I'll put that in quotation marks because I don't, yeah. And then my idea was, okay, well, I'm going to play it again so I can, you know for sure this is how the song goes. And when I played it again, they all went back to the same way that I knew the song, that it had been playing all the way there and that I had been singing it in the woods. We are not in the same reality of influence. Everything that we are experiencing, both individually and collectively, is about unraveling and disorienting the mind, ego. Breaking down the walls of illusion in our minds. Presence is here. It's magnified. There are new coordinates anchoring all over our planet to help us navigate these new spaces. This presence and new energy is disarming the psyche, the way that we think and process information. The new human, new earth paradigm ship is on autopilot. And the more we let go and trust and surrender and allow, it's just like the river. You know, we stand as humans beside a river and it's just flowing, it's flowing, and it's flowing. And we may not know where it's going, but it knows where it's going. And so does this new energy. We are being taken to a new experience that requires a very different operating system. So, tip of the arrow moment for humanity. A time of great hope, and yet equally so, a time of high accountability. The only way that you, whoever you are on this planet, myself included, will know the experience and extent of your power is to take your power and use it to create consciously new life. No fear, no longer emotion driven, which just keeps us in that same repetitive cycle of creation and destruction, peace and war, life and death, again and again and again. The path, the new journey from duality into unity, widespread presence activations require more stillness. And I don't mean just, you know, sitting in a chair in your house all day long. The stillness has to do with us being able to observe ourselves, watch our habits, understand what drives and motivates our decision-making and our choices, and the ability, the willingness to stop the train of that old operating system that drives you into whatever extent, and gets really still enough to feel what is here now, because it is magic and it is wonder and it loves us so. And I just feel my heart, the capacity of my heart just expanding and trusting and expanding and trusting more and more. And the consequence of that is, or evidence of that is, who is showing up in my life? Not just people, but experiences and opportunities. The new moon in Leo on July 28th, the same day that the Lionsgate portal opened, it brought in a new level of intensity. just, it's that accountability piece I was telling you about. This new energy means business. It's not backing down. We're not going to go fall back into the same grooves again. I had a vortex tour that day that included a neurosurgeon, a dentist, a lawyer, an accountant, a hunter whose world revolves around guns, a massage therapist, and a 10-year-old. Now, understanding energy as I do, this was huge. So huge. This was a pretty full spectrum representation of the masculine old paradigm system that is currently breaking down on a day where planetary energies were high for the new reality anchoring. And little girl that was present, who was Romanian, no less, so bright and awake and inquisitive and present. This is all magic at play. I took them into magnetic earth energies, which are about the heart, opening the heart, trusting your heart, strengthening intuition and instinct. It's also very light, playful, joyful energy. The fairy elemental kingdoms are very active in magnetic earth energy. And Mary Magdalene made a profound statement of presence. I was not even the first one that noticed this. Everyone felt and recognized this, even if they didn't totally understand it. It made us shiver, just sent a quiver up our spine, and it opened up the capacity of our feeling nature. I'm telling you, the mind, even very masculine-driven minds, get completely suspended in deep connection with the mother. We are in a radical up-leveling as the gateways to the new realms of Gaia lift our hearts, our DNA, and journeys to create a new experience of being human in this now. Everything is happening and taking off, and it's communicating so clearly. I have many examples of really profound experience to share with you today, how the universe is playing with us. This interactive, very felt, it's just so, it's hard to put into words the experience of it, just how active this presence is in our lives and what that means for us, how this radical up-leveling is affecting our physical bodies, our psyches, and really, really facilitating change in our lives. I also have a brand new Lionsgate meditation for you, all in today's transmission. I sent out some suggestions for you to facilitate shifts and support your journey during this Lionsgate 2022 with the show announcement back on July 25th. I trust that has been inspiring you, helping you to keep your mind focused on the up-leveling. The Lionsgate is a yearly event where a dynamic portal. So if you're familiar with the movie or the show Star Trek, might be really dating myself, but you know, when they stepped onto that platform and this gold beam light came and evaporated them and bilocated them to one of the many planets that they would visit. I'm telling you, this dynamic portal that is created between the Earth and Sirius, which is the brightest star in the sky. It's imagine that around you and just extended up far beyond where the mind can go with its imagination. This portal takes place during the time of Leo, which is heart-centered, self-love, and empowerment energies. This year, the Lionsgate portal opened up on July 28th, and it reaches its peak on August 12th, this coming Friday. And during this time, we receive light code activations that awaken us and align us with our potential. Light codes of ascension, soul mastery, and divine potential are released and sent toward planet Earth in this concentrated, like a very effervescent beam of plasma golden light. I've shared here before that I had the most profound experience with cosmic, not of this earth energy, through my body. People had to put weight on, I was standing up, had to put weight on my feet because the energy shooting out of my hands was so strong. They felt that I would just levitate, lift right up. But I was actually transmuting some energy on behalf of the children on the planet at this time. I appreciate you coming to spend a portion of this dynamic day, August 8th, 8/8/22, with me. Shining ones say to think of these monthly energy updates as a pattern interrupt. This show is about pivoting consciousness and shifting perception and sharing frequency and vibration that is communicating directly with yourselves. And I'm going to keep pivoting consciousness to facilitate the shift in your perception and awareness that many probabilities and possibilities exist simultaneously. I work with many people who have done so many different modalities of healing and transformation, and yet the integration piece back into their lives is the missing link. Embodiment, really profound and permanent change, is all about understanding energy and experiencing an expanded consciousness, which happens here through story, light codes, metaphor, sound. I always say that the words that actually come out of my mouth in these transmissions is really secondary to the energy that you feel and experience. So pay attention to how you feel during and after listening to the show. Listen in quiet and stillness. Listen more than once. If you fall asleep, it means the energy just kind of knocked you out. But with practice, you will be able to kind of get on cruise control and journey with me in this high vibe energy, 5D, new human experience each month.